Johnny Dollar.
This is Frank Harmon, Johnny. It's my Western Life here in Hartford.
Hi, Frankie.
Where's Fred, anyway?
Oh, I just got back from Lake Tahoe. I don't know where to go.
Well, it's no wonder Jack Price didn't get over here.
Right? In your office down in Culver City?
That's right. He told me he's been trying to get you on the phone for several days.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
He has a problem. A pretty big one. When he couldn't reach you, he sent it on. He sent her around to us.
Good, sir. What's in it?
Oh, but come on over here, will you? There's no time to wait.
Oh, what's it all about?
Well, all I can tell you is... Well, somehow, you've got to prevent a murder.
CBS Radio brings you Bob Bailey and the exciting adventures of a man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. A New England office of Tri Western Life Assurance Company. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the unworthy skin matter. After the Lake Tahoe mess, I was ready for a nice long rest. But a job is job. So expense account, I want a dollar change cab back to Frank Harmon's office at Tri Western in a big new building on the square.
Glad you finally got back here, Johnny.
Hi, Frankie.
Sit down. Get back to the point.
Okay.
Got to give you the whole story before she gets here.
Oh, gee.
Name is Jean Unworthy.
Unworthy?
That's right.
That's a funny one.
Well, our little problem isn't very funny.
Now, listen, I'm listening.
About 4, maybe 5 years ago, up in Ypsilanti, Michigan, a prominent businessman was killed by a guy named Eric Dean.
Oh, yes, I know. It
was a ruthless, pointless, walking murder. Simply because the victim refused to give him a few bucks.
And the defense tried to get Dean out of it on grounds of temporary insanity.
Yeah, that's right. But instead, they sent him up to the Michigan State Prison. Gave him life, with no chance of parole.
Oh, yeah, I remember. What happens, I was in on that case.
Hmm? No. Of course you were.
Well, all right then. I didn't play a very important part in it, I have to admit, but I was there.
And you were there during the trial.
From the first to the last gather.
You know what Eric Dean did when the judge pronounced sentence on him.
Yeah, right. You know, it could be that Dean thought his remarks were partly aimed at me.
I'm going to talk about this.
All right,
typical trail of tough criminals to get out someday and get even with everybody.
By killing them.
That's what he said.
Including you?
I told you I really didn't have too much to do with the case. So there's no real reason for being to hold a grudge against me.
Was there any real reason for the murder?
No. But look, you know how little those courtroom threats usually mean.
Well, then you're not at all worried over the fact that Eric Dean escaped 7 or 8 days ago.
Oh.
What?
No, not that you're
well, you should be, Johnny. Along with the rest of the people who were involved in that affair.
Oh,
yeah, I told you. In the past 5 days, Dean has killed 4 of the people he promised to kill. And the police have no idea where he is or when he'll strike again. And another one of his intended victims is Mr. Albert J. Unworthy, who's now living down in Corpus Christi, Texas. And he's insured by our company for over $500,000.
Well,
that reminds me of a tip I've been meaning to give you. Whenever you buy Pepsi-Cola, get an extra carton. This is the secret of effortless entertainment. You know by now that as the parties go, so goes the Pepsi. So face reality and be ready for any number of thirsts by making sure there's always plenty of the light refreshment on hand. People go for Pepsi because it refreshes without filling and does it in such a good tasting way. Come to think of it, Why not buy a case of Pepsi? Then maybe there'll be enough for you to have some, too.
And now Act Two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. All right, now, Johnny, if Jack Price wasn't able to reach you, he dumped the whole thing in my lap, including the old man's daughter, Jane. She arrived here in Hartford early this morning, came in here, and demanded that she be appointed a bodyguard for her.
Oh, now, listen,
I phoned her at her hotel right after I got in touch with you. Probably on our way over here to see you right now.
Hey, look, Frank, I'm an investigator.
Not listening, buddy, buddy. Are you forgetting everything may have you on his list, too?
Oh, what? Oh, what?
If I keep my eyes open, why my manners and my...
Oh, I see.
What?
Yeah. Put two of everything's intended victims together. Give him a wide-open chance to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and he's almost found it, y'all. Yeah, so the cops who've been standing by picked him up along with our two bodies. And the company has done a great public service.
Hooray.
No, that wasn't what I was thinking of at all.
Frank, I couldn't go down there to call the city right away anyway.
Why not?
First thing tomorrow morning, I have an appointment in New York with an attorney for a deposition in the Lake Powell case of this London.
You lose a few hours.
Now, that's more. I hate those bodyguard assignments, and you know it. But when such an important client's involved, John...
Well, there's nothing but a lot of trouble with an A-number-one chance of getting shot in the back.
But don't you see...
Oh, no, Frank, I'm sorry. Unworthy wants protection, let him call in the police.
They have a very good force here in public, this year.
Johnny,
and when this Jane, this daughter gets here, well,
simply so, I don't want the case, and I'm here, Frank.
But,
final,
that is unequivocally and irrevocably and absolute.
Mr. Thomas?
Oh, Miss Unworthy. Oh, please, come in.
Thank you.
Yes, come in and meet Mr. Johnny Dollar.
Hi, Johnny.
Suddenly, I changed my mind.
Even as that whole office suddenly changed its name, it would take on a strange and wonderful glow.
She was, so healthy, one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. Tall, but not too tall.
With honey-colored hair and a complexion that, a figure that, striking, or crazy blue eyes that,
oh, is the right word simply art? Not to describe this one.
Wow. Well, sit down, please, Miss Honeycutt.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, I told you this morning, too, Sally, Jean.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That goes for you, too, Honeycutt.
Oh, sure. Jean, I,
So you meet with me right away, Johnny? I mean, for Cobb's sister? I was reporting how urgent this is, Frankie.
Well, yes, I did.
Then you will come and watch over Daddy until they catch this murderer, won't you, Johnny?
Well, I can.
Yes.
Well, I... That is not...
Yes. Johnny?
I have to be in New York first thing, and I want you to see him, sir.
Oh, well, that's fine, then. Because I have an early morning date in New York with Madame Algamino before I go on back home.
Oh?
You know who she is?
Oh, well, I've heard of her, but I never thought anybody in the world actually had enough money to buy those clothes, those gowns that she could buy.
Oh, now you're kidding me, aren't you? But I just love having those things. Oodles and oodles are gone. So we'll go down to New York tonight. I'll be staying here, so you stay here, and we'll have a ball. We'll really do the thing. Oh, I just love New York.
Well,
but tomorrow morning, while I'm getting some dresses and things, you can see your lawyer, and then you'll take off for the 57th. But come on, hon, you have to hurry if you want to make the 4 o'clock to New York.
Well,
and so, dear, thanks so much for finding Johnny. I feel better. I'll see that Daddy's safe there already.
Expense account item 2, $21.50 for a cab and plane ticket to New York for the tour. With this retirement call, well, believe me, it wasn't easy, but I realized it was an important assignment on my hands, a better play it safe and behave myself. So, down in New York, I don't see this 950 for a taxi to the Pierre, where I dropped her off, and to the Gotham, where I got myself a room. That evening, the fare for cocktails and dinner at the Pavillon, no less, came to $58.
and I was pretty impressed by the motor vehicle's immediate recognition of her and his disappointment at the smallness of the bill she sent us. Oh, and Chip, by the way, paid her $14 more. Then the evening really got underway via the nightclub route, and I mean only the most expensive nightclub, for again she was recognized by all the motor vehicles. And the total bill for the time I dropped her off at the pier shortly after 4 a.m., only $130, including tips and taxes, of course. I hope my deposition the next morning in the attorney's office may confess because I was fortunate. But then, after leaving him on the way back to my hotel, I picked up a newspaper, and I nearly blew my top. Item 5, 6, whatever it is, 85 cents for a call to Frank Harmon back in Hartford.
Now,
John. And it was you who gave that story to the wire services about my going down to Corpus Christi to save the life of dear old Albert Unworthy.
But, Johnny,
you're
just
yourself suggested
find out this
killer. Oh, yeah, sure. Make it easy for him. Get two of us in one trip. Thank you very much. Item 737-50 there, just an incidental for the flight to Corpus Christi. By the time we got there, well, I don't know. I don't know. But, well, that said, she is not only the most beautiful, the most stunning, but, put it this way, by the time that flight was over, if Gina said, come on, Johnny, let's get married, I think I might have taken a leap without one single thought about the consequences. And after we landed and she stepped into a phone booth to call and make sure her father was still all right, well, I was almost annoyed at the sudden appearance of an old pal of mine, Jack Johnstone, good brother of Jack, who dramatizes these radio pieces of mine.
How'd I know you were coming down here with Johnny? It's all over the paper.
Yeah, how did you say that?
Hello?
Yeah. But, how are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Well, you certainly pick them, huh? Traveling companion, you remember it?
What do you know about her father, Johnny?
Well, I kind of thought you might want a little help while you're down here. That's why I came to meet you.
Now, this will gotta do. You put her
in a taxi. Her home isn't far from here. Then you and I run on down to my office and talk a while, and I'll drive you out to their place later.
Well, now, wait.
I think that's a very good idea.
Oh, this is an old friend of mine. That's not so.
Hi, Dad.
I always look forward to meeting you.
Well, I'm a more good looking man these days. Johnny, that's right.
Old man Unworthy is loaded, all right. The bank is towards the dollar here, and I can spend it all. And then she came down the side.
Oh, you like over here.
Oh, you're such a good looking gal, aren't you, Jim?
Well, I'll let you down, so I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, Gene is different. The point is, though, that there may be something in the rumor that her old man is getting a mic set up with some of those stars.
Ask any housewife who's faced the perils of just one house party with fear and trepidation. For all these letters, fanatics so long that he never worries today about tomorrow's house party. And yet they always come out slick, smooth, and hilarious. Art's enthusiasm is part of the reason why. The way he lets his guests take the fit in their teeth is another. So you never know where the fun's going to lead once it stops. Listen Monday through Friday on CBS Radio. Now, Act 3 of yours truly, Johnny Dollar and the Unworthy Skin Man.
Ted Johnstone and I tore out to the house, and yeah, Mr. Albert T. Unworthy was dead all right. 3 painful bullet holes and several. The daughter Jane was with him. No wreck. One sleeve of her dress is torn with a red welt on her cheek where she's apparently been struck by the killer.
Oh, my God.
It's so terrible. So awful. Okay, now, honey. Listen. Try to take it easy and remember exactly what happened.
How did it have to happen to you? It was so good. So wonderful to me ever since the day that he adopted me and mine.
Now, who else was in here, Jim? You were in here with your father alone?
Yes, I don't know where the servants are. Daddy must have let me do it the day off. Yeah. It was horrible that this man came in.
Well, tell me what he looked
like. I don't know. I saw him only a few seconds. He was short. And he was having heavy shirt. And that thick black curly hair that came down to a point on his forehead.
Go on.
Yeah. He was carried. His face was almost gray. And one of his ears was kind of mashed up, like a piece of cauliflower. He was a dirty scar, too. And his hands were held up. He's gone. Daddy. Oh,
Daddy. And his heart, his head. Any idea?
I don't know. It was maybe
7 or 8.
And he was heavy.
380 pounds
or something.
He
was stocky.
You asked me
about it.
But the newspaper
description
of
Eric Dean
almost
looked
cheap.
Have you ever seen Eric
Dean
before?
No, Daddy. And it was a wild animal look in his eyes. He came rushing in here with that gun, and I tried to call you, but he knocked me down, and then he... I guess I passed out. Oh, Danny, please help me.
You want to call the police, but... Sure. Let's not only call the police, but the family doctor. After Jean had given the police all the information she could, Dr. gave her a mild sedative and sent her up to bed. By that time, Jean's personal aide had come in, so after assuring her we'd do everything we could.
Johnny, do you think you see? Now, you may be in danger, but... Oh, I guess whatever the doctor's thinking of. I'm still waiting. He'll come back to me. Come back.
On the way back to Fred's office, neither of us said a word. Not until we got inside and closed the door. And even then, he sat there quietly for a minute.
Well, Johnny, you like a little drink?
No.
Yeah. No. You,
Yeah?
Nothing, I guess. Johnny, you're thinking the same thing I am.
Yes, I think. Mind if I use the phone? My call is to the police. Not there in Corpus 50, but in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Item 8440. I got hold of Sergeant Jim Brower, the man who'd originally arrested Eric Dean. And now again, we're working on this case.
What do you mean, am I afraid of him? You
know? Well, I expect I ought to keep an eye out for him.
Well, I could be away down this way.
Like maybe Mr. Albert Unworthy and,
Albert Unworthy and Phillips. He's a half dozen others. Anyone he's trying to knock off now, the people whose testimony really set him up, I will get him before he does. He's just crazy. That's what sets up a very obvious little pattern.
Yeah, what kind of a pattern, Sergeant?
Well, the people around here. And the owners are important to the case.
Oh?
Such as the judge,
Okay, Sergeant. That's all I need to know.
Well, Sergeant?
Yeah, well, I guess you're tripping off, Sergeant. When you said something about her father getting set up with her at the academy.
Her foster father?
Oh, yeah. She told us that herself. Adopted. There was no real blood bond between them. So, I suppose it's no wonder she was taking him for all she could. And when she found he was going to pull back on the ring.
I'm afraid her description of Dean is what stopped me too perfect. I knew when a man suddenly barges in, knocks her down, and fires.
Three bullets into his skull. But when she said he was going to kill him, and he heard only two shots. Only two shots.
Johnny, you want me to go along with you?
Just, on music.
You mean you found the murderer, Johnny?
Yes, Jean. And all the proof I need.
Oh, thank goodness. And did you tell him when you found him?
Yes.
Yes.
Him?
What?
Only one more thing I'd like to know.
Yes. Well, what is it, Johnny?
What you did with the gun? Well,
it's out in the little fish pond. Under the library when have you not a chance for me?
Not a chance.
And I learned about one from her. Following her, Jean Patton, the police in Michigan were able to pick him up in less than 2 weeks before he could kill again. He spent the counts, the total, call it $500 each. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Constipation is something people don't talk about much, but it can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently, overnight.
Now, here is our star to tell you about next week's story.
Next week, the What Goes Matter is just what it sounds like, a real puzzler. So join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, originates in Hollywood and is written, produced, and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Dick Crenna, Frank Gerstle, Russell Thornton, Stacey Harris, James McCallion, Bill James, and Jeff Bates. This is John Wall speaking.
Next, a study in terror entitled Nightman on Suspense on the CBS Radio Network. Terror entitled Nightman on Suspense on the CBS Radio Network.